Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're diving into Always Hungry by Dr. David Ludwig. This enlightening read presents a revolutionary approach to understanding and tackling weight loss, challenging the prevailing myths about diet and health. Throughout this book, Dr. Ludwig, an esteemed endocrinologist, researcher at Boston Children's Hospital, and professor of nutrition at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health, exposes the flaws in conventional weight loss strategies. He argues that the key to shedding pounds isn't counting calories or restrictive eating, but rather retraining your body to process fat efficiently, all while enjoying real, flavorful foods. Always Hungry is more than a diet book. It's a guide to rethinking the way we view food, health, and weight loss. Dr. Ludwig's insights are grounded in the latest scientific research, offering readers a sustainable path to healthy living without deprivation. This book is a must-read for anyone struggling with weight loss, as well as nutritionists and lifestyle coaches seeking to broaden their understanding of diet and body mechanics. Join us as we explore how Always Hungry challenges everything we thought we knew about dieting and offers a new, effective route to a healthier life. Always Hungry. Conquer cravings. Retrain your fat cells and lose weight permanently. Introduction. Discover the secret to lasting weight loss. Eat right, not less. Diets are notorious for being a temporary fix. It's a common tale, the initial exhilaration of watching the scales tip back, only to be followed by the inevitable backslide as those hard-lost pounds find their way back. This cycle often comes with an unwanted side dish of mood swings, constant hunger, and an inexplicable chill. Adding insult to injury, the age-old advice of sticking to low-fat foods hasn't quite turned the tide in the battle against obesity. In fact, despite the well-meaning guidance from nutrition gurus to reduce fat intake, the obesity epidemic has only worsened, bringing along a host of health issues. So what's the way out if you're looking to shed some weight without the supplementary baggage of counting calories or feeling miserable? The answer lies not in eating less, but in eating correctly. Let's embark on a culinary journey that promises not just a leaner silhouette, but a healthier, happier you. In this exploration, you'll uncover intriguing insights like the paradox of how indulging in sweet temptations like cinnamon buns can paradoxically increase hunger, the curious case of why an overfilled fat cell bears a striking resemblance to a stab wound in how the body reacts, the liberating truth that embracing fats in your diet can actually pave the way to a leaner body. Let's unravel these mysteries together as we redefine what it means to eat wisely for lasting health and weight loss. Part 1. Debunking Weight Loss. Myths. It's not just about less and more. For years, the battle against obesity has been fought with calorie counters, fat-free diets, and marathon gym sessions. Yet, the scale of the obesity crisis in the United States hasn't tipped in favor of improved public health. This conundrum beckons a deeper dive into the misconceptions that have long governed our approach to weight loss. One prevalent myth busts the theory that inadequate physical activity is the main culprit behind weight gain. Surprisingly, exercise might not be the silver bullet we once thought for shedding pounds. The reality is that the calories burned during exercise are often overestimated. It takes a significant amount of physical exertion to offset a single chocolate bar. Even more ironic, intense workout sessions could end up stoking hunger or prompting an eating spree rather than helping lose weight. Then there's the argument about fat genes, suggesting that genetics predestine some individuals to be overweight. While genetics play a role, they cannot account for the rapid rise in obesity rates that began in the 1970s in the United States before spreading globally. The timeline is too short for a genetic evolution to be the sole explanation, indicating that other factors are at play. Another popular belief is that weight gain results from a simple equation. consuming more calories than you burn. The solution, therefore, should be to eat less. However, this approach overlooks a crucial aspect of human biology. Not all calories are created equal. A 200 calorie serving of French fries affects our bodies differently than the same amount of calories from nuts. Furthermore, reducing caloric intake without considering nutritional value can do more harm than good. Weight gain isn't necessarily about having excess calories at a cellular level. It's about the body's organs not receiving the nutrients they need. Under a calorie-restricted diet, the situation worsens. The body's metabolism slows and hunger increases, making a simple diet plan ineffective for sustained weight loss. The take-home message is clear. Tackling obesity requires a nuanced understanding of how our bodies process different foods and a departure from outmoded beliefs that no longer serve us. Part 2. The insulin effect. How sugary and starchy foods lead to weight gain. It's a widely held belief that fats are the enemy in the quest for weight loss, enticing many to swap their beloved treats for low-fat alternatives. Yet, this route often steers us further from our goal, and the culprit behind this counterintuitive outcome is insulin. Insulin, a hormone produced by the pancreas, plays a pivotal role in how our body metabolizes calories. Following a meal, the rise in insulin levels signals the body's tissues to absorb nutrients from the bloodstream, including glucose from carbs, amino acids from proteins, and fatty acids from fats. As the insulin levels diminish after eating, nutrients stored in fat cells are released back into the bloodstream to fuel vital organs. The plot thickens when we introduce refined carbohydrates, such as sugars and processed starches, into our diet. These culprits trigger a surge in insulin production, propelling the body towards weight gain. The allure of high-carb delights, think pasta, candy bars, and cinnamon buns, lies in their ability to deliver an instant energy kick. The body experiences a glucose flood, leading to a spike in insulin that, in turn, prompts fat cells to soak up glucose and fatty acids, clearing the blood of excess sugar. However, this energy high is short-lived. As blood sugar plummets, the brain sensing impending doom signals hunger, compelling us to replenish our energy stores. Resist the temptation, and the brain interprets this as a starvation alert, slowing down metabolism to conserve energy, making you feel chilled and fatigued, and ironically, setting the stage for weight gain. Compounding the problem, many low-fat products marketed as weight loss aids are ironically high in carbohydrates. This insight reveals a bitter truth. In our battle against the bulge, it's not just about cutting fats, but understanding the profound impact of carbohydrates and insulin on our weight. Part 3. Obesity, a trigger for chronic inflammation and immune system dysfunction. Imagine the body's immune system as a well-trained army springing into action at the first sign of injury. A cut on the skin sets off an alarm, summoning white blood cells to eliminate invading bacteria, ensuring a swift return to normalcy once the threat is neutralized and healing begins. However, in the landscape of obesity, this efficient system is thrown into disarray, leading to a host of unwelcome health consequences. The crux of the issue lies within the fat cells of people grappling with obesity. These cells, under constant distress, essentially hijack the immune system, keeping it on an endless war footing. This state of affairs results in chronic inflammation, a far cry from the acute, targeted response to an injury. The mechanics of this process are as fascinating as they are concerning. Weight gain leads to an expansion of fat cells that, upon reaching a certain size, become starved of oxygen and ultimately succumb. Normally, the immune system would intervene to repair such damage. However, in the case of obesity, it's not external pathogens but the body's own cells that are under attack. This relentless inflammation sets the stage for a domino effect of health issues. For example, it increases the risk of insulin resistance, a condition wherein fat cells no longer heed the call to store calories, leaving sugar and fats to accumulate in the bloodstream. The consequences don't stop there. The excess glucose is then diverted to organs like the liver, impairing its function. The situation escalates as the pancreas goes into overdrive, producing more insulin in a futile attempt to control blood sugar levels, inadvertently promoting abnormal cell growth. This unchecked proliferation increases the risk of cancer. Over time, the pancreas tires from this Herculean effort, winding down insulin production and paving the way for type 2 diabetes. The remedy for chronic inflammation, unlike a simple bacterial infection, is not found in medication. While drugs may offer temporary relief from inflammation symptoms, they do not address the root cause, the disrupted balance of the immune system wrought by obesity. Thus, obesity stands as a formidable adversary to the immune system's equilibrium, highlighting the importance of addressing this global health crisis from its root. Part 4. Redefine your diet. Embrace proteins and healthy fats for weight loss. The journey to weight loss is often cluttered with the detours of low-fat and low-calorie diets. However, navigating towards a healthier self doesn't necessitate such pathways. They could, in fact, be detrimental to your health. Here's a guide to setting your course straight with the right fuel for your body. The cornerstone of an effective diet is ensuring that your body receives ample nutrients, the building blocks for a well-functioning system. A scarcity of these nutrients will keep your body in a perpetual state of hunger, prompting you to eat more in a quest to meet its demands. Hence, focusing on nutrient-rich foods can actually satisfy your body's requirements with smaller portions, thereby reducing the risk of overeating and subsequent weight gain. Among these essential nutrients, protein holds a place of honor. Ensuring a daily intake of a few ounces of protein supports not only muscle maintenance and growth, but also aids in satiety, keeping those hunger pangs at bay. Equally vital is the inclusion of healthy fats in your diet. These come in various forms: monounsaturated fats from sources like olive oil and nuts, polyunsaturated fats from fatty fish, and even saturated fats found in coconut oil. These fats are not only essential for your body's energy needs and nutrient absorption, but also support brain health and reduce inflammation. Let's not overlook the powerhouse that is vegetables. Laden with protein, calcium, and a plethora of other nutrients, vegetables play a central role in any weight loss diet. They contribute not just to weight management, but also to the diversification of gut bacteria, improving overall gut health. The presence of plant fiber and polyphenols in vegetables further enhances this effect by nourishing healthy bacteria and mitigating the influence of harmful microbes. Interestingly, a robust and varied gut microbiome is often associated with slimmer figures and reduced chronic inflammation. However, a word of caution on carbohydrates. They're not as indispensable as one might think. Given their potential to upset your body's balance, as seen with processed carbs' impact on the immune system and weight, it's prudent to consume them in moderation. Moreover, be wary of fructose, a type of carbohydrate that poses unique challenges. Unlike other sugars, fructose is primarily processed in the liver, and in excess it can lead to liver overload, fat accumulation, impaired liver function, and even lasting liver damage. In summary, weaving a diet rich in proteins and good fats while being mindful of carb intake can be a transformative approach to losing weight and achieving a healthier, more vibrant you. Part 5. Smart shopping and kitchen habits for a healthier you. Embarking on a journey towards a healthier lifestyle often requires more than just willpower. It demands a mindful relationship with your body and the food you consume. How can you ensure your resolve doesn't wane in the face of old habits and cravings? The first step towards this transformative path is forming a bond of trust with your body. It's essential to listen attentively to its cues, recognizing when it genuinely needs nourishment as opposed to eating out of boredom or emotional distress. Forget about setting strict calorie limits. Your body possesses an innate wisdom about its needs that far surpasses any diet manual. Additionally, consider loosening the reins on monitoring your progress. The daily ritual of stepping on the scale or pulling out the measuring tape can become a source of unwarranted stress. Opt instead for a bi-weekly check-in, which can help reduce anxiety around weight management and provide a more balanced perspective on your progress. it's inevitable that you'll encounter moments of weakness, where the lure of a candy bar or a comfort food seems irresistible, particularly after a challenging day. Preparation is key in these instances. Reflect on the motivations behind your decision to adopt a healthier lifestyle, perhaps even memorializing them in writing as a visible reminder of your long-term goals. Additionally, strategize for times when you're too tired to cook a healthy meal. Keeping pre-cut vegetables at hand can significantly reduce the time from hunger to a nutritious, home-cooked dinner, helping you bypass the temptation of less healthy options. Another pivotal aspect in sustaining motivation is the environment in which you prepare your meals. An organized kitchen, stocked with wholesome ingredients, can inspire and simplify the preparation of nutritious meals. Here lies the importance of mindful shopping and kitchen organization. Eliminate high-carb snacks, candies, and white rice that might derail your efforts. Instead, fill your pantry with healthful alternatives like frozen tropical fruits, maple syrup, whole milk products, nuts, seeds, and dark chocolate. Surrounding yourself with these choices reshapes your snacking habits, keeping you aligned with your health goals. A well-prepared kitchen and a mindset attuned to your body's genuine needs set the stage for a journey filled with mindful eating and continued well-being. Part 6. Embark on your health journey. Master your cravings with balance. Your transition to a healthier lifestyle commences with a critical step: reducing the insulin levels in your body. This journey begins by sidelining the usual suspects known to send your insulin levels skyward, like grain-based products, potatoes, and the ubiquitous processed foods laden with added sugars. Instead of reaching for these, pivot towards nature's bounty. Embrace real foods like starchy vegetables and legumes, bask in the goodness of healthy fats found in olive oil, nuts, and avocados, and load up on high-quality protein sources like fish, eggs, and cheese. When balanced properly, a diet comprising 50% fats, 25% carbohydrates, and 25% protein can fulfill the lion's share of your nutritional requisites. Imagine starting your day with a breakfast that tantalizes your taste buds while nourishing your body. Two perfectly fried eggs, augmented with an extra egg white, sizzling in a teaspoon of olive oil, and crowned with a vibrant spicy chili sauce and a sprinkle of shredded cheddar cheese. Accompany this with a side of creamy Greek yogurt, adorned with fresh or frozen raspberries. And about that sauce, why settle for store-bought varieties with hidden sugars when you can create your own delectable ranchero sauce? A simple combination of yellow and green bell peppers, garlic, onion, dried oregano, a fiery red chili, tomatoes seasoned with just salt and pepper can elevate your dish to a new level of deliciousness. Embarking on a healthier eating path isn't a call to dietary austerity. There's no need for stress or feelings of deprivation. Listen to your body, eat to satisfaction, pausing when full, and if hunger strikes later, permit yourself a bit more. In between meals, snacking is not just permissible, it's encouraged. Think vibrant hummus with crunchy veggie sticks or pumpkin seeds given a kick with chili powder and olive oil, then roasted to perfection. Exercise, too, is part of this balanced approach, though it need not be strenuous. Initially, a leisurely daily walk may suffice. For the gym enthusiasts, consider dialing down the intensity a notch to ensure your body isn't overwhelmed. And let's not forget hydration. Drinking enough water is crucial for overall health and aiding your body's adjustment to its new nutritional regime. This holistic approach to becoming healthier, focusing on what you eat, how you move, and listening to your body's needs, sets the foundation for a sustainable and enjoyable lifestyle overhaul. Part 7, Phase 2, Teaching Your Fat Cells New Tricks with Carbohydrates. As you transition into the second act of your healthier lifestyle narrative, brace yourself for a longer journey. This phase could span anywhere from a month to 6 months, or even longer, contingent on your starting weight and how your body adapts to dietary alterations. This stage is dedicated to reacquainting your body with carbohydrates, albeit in a controlled and health-conscious manner. After the preliminary phase of dieting, your cells have likely become more attuned to insulin. It's now time to leverage this enhanced sensitivity by gradually weaving unprocessed carbs back into your meals. The goal here is to fine-tune your body's response to increased blood sugar levels. Aim for a dietary composition of 40% fats, 25% protein, and 35% carbohydrates during this period. Integrate whole grains, starchy vegetables, excluding potatoes, tropical fruits, or honey into your diet. Enjoy a half cup of brown rice, oats, or quinoa thrice weekly, but limit these to one serving per meal. A half cup serving of cooked corn, yams, or sweet potatoes can also make a nutritious addition. However, be judicious and avoid pairing grains and starchy vegetables in the same meal to prevent an unnecessary spike in blood sugar levels. Pay close attention to your body's cues. An uptick in cravings might signal that your insulin levels are once again climbing too high. Counteract this by dialing back on grains and carbohydrates while boosting your intake of fats and proteins to recalibrate your insulin sensitivity. Embrace imperfection and self-compassion during this phase. Slipping up and overindulging on occasion isn't a failure, it's a part of the journey. Berating yourself only detracts from your progress. Every misstep is an opportunity for growth, offering insights into your dietary habits and bodily response. Augment this dietary strategy with exercise to fortify your physique and burn off surplus carbs, further enhancing your insulin sensitivity. Beyond your daily walks, incorporate an additional half hour of moderate physical activity into your routine. Options include yoga, a leisurely hike, or a gentle jog, anything that elevates your heart rate without overwhelming your body. This second phase is as much about retraining your body's metabolic responses as it is about nurturing resilience and patience. By gradually reintroducing carbohydrates and committing to regular physical activity, you're guiding your body towards a more balanced and sustainable relationship with food. Part 8. Embrace mindful eating and stress reduction in your dietary journey. You've arrived at the culmination of your transformational journey, where mindful choices take center stage. In this concluding phase, you have the opportunity to exercise the wisdom you've accrued, seamlessly incorporating it into your everyday existence. This stage celebrates your newfound ability to make conscious, healthy food selections, even as you reintroduce certain processed carbs and treats back into your diet. Vigilance is key. Add one item at a time, limiting yourself to no more than two modest servings of carbohydrates daily. Perhaps a slice of bread to complement your morning omelet or a light pasta serving for dinner. Should you notice any discomfort or unfavorable reactions, you have the flexibility to revert to earlier stages until you regain your equilibrium. The nutritional target here shifts to a balanced intake of 40% fats, 40% carbohydrates, and 20% protein. As you welcome these carbs back, it's imperative they don't displace the vital proteins and healthy fats your diet requires. Continue to prioritize high-quality fats from sources like nuts, avocados, and olive oil. But beyond the composition of your diet, this finale emphasizes the importance of how you eat. Mindful eating encourages a harmonious relationship with food, urging you to maintain low stress levels and heightened awareness during meals. This attentiveness aids in controlling cravings, enhancing your body's insulin sensitivity, and allowing for satisfaction with fewer carbs, provided you engage with your meals fully. Thus, bid farewell to distracted dining in front of screens. Savor each bite, free from the interference of stressful discussions. Remember, stress can unwittingly lead you to overeat. Should tension mount, seek solace in light physical activities like walking. By integrating outdoor activities into your routine, be it a swim in the sea or a leisurely walk through a leafy neighborhood, you bolster your well-being, marking a serene endpoint to your dietary voyage. Embarking on this mindful, stress-reduced approach, you're not just concluding a diet, but transitioning to a lifestyle, where eating becomes an act of self-care and conscious choice, propelling you towards lasting health and satisfaction. Final summary. The key to lasting weight loss doesn't lie in the calorie counting or deprivation that so many diets prescribe, nor does adhering to the latest low-fat fads promise any long-term success. The real transformation begins when you shift your focus inward, tuning into your body's unique needs and cues, rather than battling against them. Embark on a journey of dietary recalibration, where nutrient-rich foods become the centerpiece of your meals. This approach is not just about selecting the right foods, it's about understanding and respecting what your body truly needs to thrive. By nurturing your cells to process fats more effectively, you enable your body to harness energy more efficiently, stepping away from the cycle of cravings and energy spikes that hamper so many weight loss efforts. In essence, sustainable weight loss is achieved not by waging a war on calories, but by fostering a harmonious relationship with food and your body. A journey that begins with mindful choices, understanding, and a willingness to listen to the cues that your body offers. Walking a path that leads not just to a leaner figure, but to improved overall health and well-being. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.